There had been reports that the situation had been easing over recent days. I think a lot of them were very hopeful, though, from the Italian official that the worst was over from this eruption at Mount Etna. Certainly volcanologists, the experts in this field that I've been talking to here, remain very much divided about exactly how stable the situation is right now. I mean, certainly what we've been seeing throughout the whole of last night and throughout the whole of today is very vigorous volcanic activity, certainly. A pretty awesome sight, I have to say. Gas and ash spewing still very high into the skies over Mount Etna in Sicily. You probably can't hear it on this telephone line, but what we're also getting throughout the day are these thundering underground explosions that literally shake the ground on which we're standing here on the southern slopes of Mount Etna. Also, lava, the molten rock, is still edging its way slowly but deliberately towards properties and towards populated areas on the slopes and in the valleys below. Italian emergency teams say they're racing against time to try and stem the flow of lava. They're using bulldozers and heavy machinery to move earth to try and stem that flow and to dig holes so that the lava floods into it. Italian officials have been very careful, though, to say that there's no immediate emergency situation as such with regard to evacuating populated areas, towns several kilometres away from the main area of the volcanic eruption. But they do say that they're keeping a very close eye on the situation. It is very unpredictable here.